Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
95.9 The Fox.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. The Raiders had to cut another player. And that doesn't make dumbass news, but how he got cut and why he got cut.
Total dumbass.
Dumbass. Las Vegas Raiders have released cornerback Damon Arnette after he posted a video of himself waving guns around and threatening to kill someone.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Hard to say it wasn't you.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it wasn't me. It was somebody else who looked just like me and sounded like me.
In my house. Hard to say. I didn't... I apologize for my comments if they offended it. Like, I didn't know they would offend anyone.
Right. I was just kidding.
And now threatening to kill someone.
I was just kidding.
What do we know about this player? Is he a good player?
I don't follow the Raiders closely enough to know him.
So this is three now, right?
Yeah.
Gruden,
Carrack. He wasn't a player, but yeah.
Yeah, the coach. So
Gruden.
Guy, right?
Yeah, leaked Carrack's emails from when he wasn't even coaching the Raiders. This was well before.
Yeah.
So Gruden...
The guy.
The car accident guy.
Scruggs, something like that?
Rugs,
that was it.
Yeah.
Rugs,
that
Scruggs.
One's really...
150 miles an hour, and when he hit the car, it was like 135 miles an hour.
Yep. Killed a person.
Car that he hit exploded.
Yeah.
At that speed, no doubt.
Killed a person, killed their dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he was over the legal alcohol limit by more than double, I think.
Blasted, yeah.
Not for nothing, but...
That's dumbass.
You could be over the legal limit after you have a beer and a half.
Yeah.
But that whole driving 165 miles an hour.
The problem was the speed.
Yeah.
It's the definition of reckless. Every detail you hear is just beyond reckless.
Right. And there were some videos they found of him speeding. This is the weird thing I took from seeing the crash photo, is at 135 miles an hour, that Corvette stayed intact.
It took it well, yeah.
And
I mean, from the windshield back, it was fine.
Both got out of the car, the driver and his girlfriend.
Yeah. It's miraculous.
Yeah. All the airbags and whatnot. Because the front part of the car broke away.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that Corvette hit another car at 135 miles an hour, and the two people that were in the car got out.
Yeah.
Walking.
Yeah.
Walking.
Miraculous.
It's unbelievable.
Miraculous.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that is... I didn't know the Corvette was so safe.
Yeah.
I don't mean to demean everything that happened there.
Yeah,
but
no,
I looked
no.
at that picture, I'm like, holy crap.
Well, they said if all cars were built out of fiberglass, it'd be a lot safer because you don't need metal coming your way. It just breaks away.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did anyone notice that Ashley said nothing when she heard a person died and then said, aw, when she heard a dog died?
It's very sad.
Well said.
The dog matters more. What do you want me to say?
The dog matters more. The dog matters more. It wasn't the dog's choice to be out in a car driving around.
Thank you for taking the words from my head and putting them.
You got it. In the right order.
In the right order and out loud.
It's like alphabet soup in her head.
Yeah.
Got to find the right words.
Well, I don't want to say something that I think will make people angry, but at the end of the day, I think the dog matters more.
That's going to make people angry.
That's not going
to
hurt.
I don't know what you want me to do.
That is weird.
I'm just going to answer it. Don't say anything.
No, it's how she feels.
Right.
She should be honest.
Okay.
It's weird, though.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's sad the dog died, but the person...
So if it's your sister or Darby?
The dog is an innocent animal.
Wow. Goodbye, sister. Pool table.
Like a child.
Wow.
Right,
the dog is like a child. It cannot make decisions for itself.
Hold it. There's a house fire. You can only save one, your sister or your dog.
Well, Chelsea has her own house, so she wouldn't be in my house fire.
No, that's not the scenario.
Right. You're at the same house. We're all at the same house. And you had Darby and your sister.
I've seen Ashley struggle to pick up her own water bottle. She's not saving anybody.
Don't make me choose.
I think you already did.
Don't make me choose.
Well, it's going to be Darby.
Your mother or Darby?
Chaz, that's horrible. I can't choose.
You can't choose?
No, but Darby is my child, and my mother is my mother.
She's not your child.
There is no pet. that would, I'd have to think about with Jennifer or my son, like, or you guys, my cats. I'd save you, Ashley, before my, maybe not.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, are you sure about that?
Because Lady Catechus and Furley are very cute.
It depends on what day it is.
Right. They're very cute. Right. If it's a Monday, you're screwed.
They're great. I love them very much.
Yes.
Dogs are just like kids wrapped in fur. That's all.
Right, they both pee on the carpet.
Not true.
Absolutely true.
Kids don't lick their genitals in public.
Sometimes they do.
No, in private they do that.
If they could, yes, they'd never leave the house.
Your kids double jointed.
I am certain Darby doesn't know the alphabet.
Some kids don't.
Man. There's some wires misplaced up there.
Oh, yeah. A couple of servos are not firing properly. Synapses are not working properly.
It's okay, though. I appreciate that you have a strong belief in this, and you're willing to stand up for it and take heat for it.
Well, sitting down.
It is what it is. I don't know what to say.
She's sitting down technically, yeah, but okay. She still went to the bathroom before.
Eric or Darby?
Uh-oh.
I would save Eric so that he could run back in
there
and get Darby.
Go.
And go in and get Darby.
You will pick humans.
I will not
first.
Pick. No, I will
if
not.
It's the right human.
It's not really.
I don't have to save Eric. Eric will save himself.
It's more like she's not saving.
What if he broke his ankle?
You just said you'd save him first.
It's not really saving. She's more recruiting.
It's order.
You just said you'd save him first.
She said you owe me now.
It's order of operations. I save him so he
Chelsea's
can.
Chelsea's down below. She dies in the house fire. Darby gets out. Eric, however, him I'm going for.
Eric is self-sufficient. So is Chelsea.
Well, you're saving Eric.
You're missing the point about saving.
Eric would
they obviously
them.
Can't get out. You
Eric
have
would,
to help them. That's
Eric
the whole point of the scenario.
Eric would beat the flames up.
I mean, at the end of the day, who's going to need saving? Eric or me?
You.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, do you know what a scenario is?
I don't like these, though, because they're difficult scenarios.
You're not supposed to like them.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Okay. You can't, like, choose
all
them.
Right,
like,
get ready for life, Ashley.
Let me stand outside
I
a house
know you're
fire.
Like, an 11-year-old, you know? Like, but get ready for life. There's a lot of uncomfortable scenarios.
Again, this is the cartoon character that fell out of the strip. Remember before, earlier, were we talking?
AJ, you want to sing?
See, that's what, like, I wish I could be more like that, but not too much more.
Oh.
It's happier over here, Chad.
I know, but then there's life and good luck.
I'm just waiting to, like, if it's a house fire, her stand side going, and I don't like the scenario.
Yeah.
You gotta fix this.
I called the cops to find my missing dog.
You
AJ,
did.
House fire, Marshall, or your wife?
Marshall.
See? I'm not alone here.
Well, he's fuzzy.
You know what? Your answer.
He's fuzzy. That's
right,
why.
Right. His fur will go right up.
Exactly. Gotta keep him here. Take care of him.
Boy, you didn't have to think about that one, and you didn't even make up a, well, she'll find her way out.
Right, exactly right. Like,
I don't care. Marshall.
I understand.
But he's fuzzy. You know.
Cuddly.
Those cute things.
Phil, Bronx or Amanda?
It's Amanda. Come on.
Yeah. Well, plus she has one leg.
Right. I mean, that's why.
You know, it would look really bad if Phil's out there with Bronx. And it's like, where's your one-legged fiance? I left her in the house.
She's self-sufficient. She's an adult.
She is not.
She's waiting for Ashley to rescue her.
Ashley said she's self-sufficient.
Well, that's different. Talking about a two-legged person.
Why do you sound like you're going to choke on your tongue when you laugh?
All kinds of weird things happening here, yeah. I'm telling you.
There's no scenario I don't get Jennifer out first. Sorry, cats. But what's funny is there's probably 30 more that need help right down the street.
Yeah.
Hey, you had a good run, you know. Even though you're almost one.
Jennifer's older.
You should write for Hallmark.
You know what, though? You know, as horrible as this sounds, it's all true. You know, they were going to die. My cats were going to die. They were in these plastic Tupperware containers.
Sealed.
Zip tied.
Ugh.
Left out in the cold. and they were rescued by these angels here on Earth, and then now they have this beautiful life. Now,
I want to continue, though.
Yes, you know, do.
It's not part of the scenario, Adrian.
You got to find that.
Let me tell you.
You got to find those people, put them in
containers.
You better
knock any candles over, because I'm not going in after them.
Right, they tiptoe
around
them,
going in after
actually.
Jennifer.
Right, they're not wearing little flame-retardant suits when you get home.
Right.
You know, yell at Jennifer on the way out, you with the stupid candles!
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's why I rescued you, so I could yell at you outside.
So AJ and Ashley are getting the pets out first.
Yes. Hell yeah.
And then me and Phil are getting our ladies out first. And trust me, we will live much happier lives.
I think so.
Now, if you mess something up.
What do you mean?
Now, if you knock things down, you know, hey, my favorite vase, you knocked it over on the way out. Yeah, my mom gave me that.
Well, the house is burned down.
My mom gave me that. So. That might have survived the fire, but you knocked it down. I saw you do it. Now your life is hell.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
It's a whole different scenario.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Now, so you'd be
now
living by yourself and you'd be living the dream.
Right.
Marshall comes over.
Right.
Doesn't complain about anything.
I would keep a little handle on him, too, just in case.
What do you mean?
Like a little harness at the handle because I have to grab him, like, run.
What are you running from? What, you going to have another house fire?
Whatever. Yeah. Something happens. Yeah.
Hurricane.
You never know.
Oh. Okay.
Earthquake.
Yeah. Interesting how you two don't really value human life.
No, that's not necessarily true. You just value pet life more because they can't speak for themselves.
What are humans exactly, really? Let's think of that. They're the ones who get in traffic. They're the ones who yell at you. They're the ones who write really nasty stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
What are humans, really?
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
There's plenty of them out there.
That's
yeah.
A good point.
A good cat, a good dog, that's rare.
Yeah.
They're not typing nasty things on Facebook.
Never, right? And he covers his own poop. It's good.
Who?
Marshall.
Oh. In the sandbox.
Exactly right. No, I'm on the table, but okay.
Yeah.
Terrence in Weathersfield.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning to you.
Good.
Yes, I got two dogs. I got two geese. I got nine.
What do you got Noah?
Your
old McDonald?
Yes, sir.
It's Noah.
I'm going for the family first. The family first, all the way. Even my father-in-law, he's coming out with me.
Even my father-in-law.
You only rescue one person, though. So
yeah, no, that's good. That's very good, AJ.
Yeah, that's only one person.
You got all these family members in there. Who, if you could only get one out?
Who is it?
I mean, I want to see the wife, but I got to take everybody with me. I can't.
You can't.
Scenario,
yeah, it's only one person, right?
Mm-hmm. You can't.
This is the dice life toast toss you.
Got to be the wife. All right, I'll go with the wife.
Okay. Good answer, by the way.
She's right next to him in the car. That's why.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, Terrence. Thank you.
She's winding up for a punch.
It's hard. These scenarios are hard.
Yeah,
Welcome to life.
It's one scenario, by the way. One scenario.
No.
You've been fact-checked.
That'd be a cool name for somebody, Scenario. Have you seen Scenario? He was just
I
here a moment ago.
Mr. Scenario.
Where is Scenario?
He's Italian, obviously.
Scenario, where are you?
Robert in New Haven.
Yeah, I'm going to have to save my brother because he's on dialysis. So, you know,
yeah,
got to save him. And plus, the animals are survived. They have natural survival instincts.
Cats do. Dogs tend to hide. Cats are more self-sufficient, I think.
Yeah, cats, let them get the hell out of here.
But you hear about it on the news all the time. After the fire is out, the cat shows up, the dog shows up. They're fine.
Holding matches. They're the ones who said it.
Someone on dialysis. That's tough. Are they hooked up to the machine when you're trying to get them out of the fire?
Oh, no. He goes to dialysis.
Okay.
Saying,
so,
you know,
right. Okay. Right.
So he's by himself. No,
we're
going to
get him out of the house.
Right.
Is he in a wheelchair?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Okay. How many flights of stairs?
It's just one of a few steps out the door.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, good.
Quick little doot-doot-doot.
Yeah,
no problem.
Nice.
Yeah. And the one thing is not to run around like crazy.
No, of course not.
What do you mean?
Just be calm.
Right. Don't panic.
That's me.
Well, yeah.
That sounds like talking Ashley. To Ashley right now.
I closed my eyes.
Yeah.
I closed my eyes. I saw her.
All right. Robert, thank you.
With a deeper voice.
Ashley, if that's Ashley, nothing survives.
Likely.
It's He's right.
Tribe member couldn't hold on, but wanted to ask Ashley if Eric were placed with the same scenario and he had to save Darby or Ashley.
It's her.
Who would Ashley want him to save?
Oh, want him to save.
Save Darby.
Oh.
I'll find my way out.
The hell you will.
Get the dog out.
That's what you say now. In that scenario, you would be screaming for him.
She will step on both on the way out the door.
I would not be able to live with myself if I sacrificed my dog to save my own life. I would never be able to survive.
For the flip side to that song, I will survive, I won't survive. This is part
I won't survive.
The side B.
Sponge.
You know, I'm going to have to take the two very most important things in the world that mean the most to me. Both my Harleys got to go, dude.
Both of the bikes, gotcha.
That's not in the scenario.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
All right,
good
so
bike, man.
If they're the two most important things, which one do you go for?
Well, I can get them both.
Sponge. Can only save one. Which one?
All right. I'll have to take the fat boy.
The fat boy, okay.
That's a motorcycle, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Sponge. Good seeing you or hearing from you. Hope to see you at the toy drive. All right, one more.
Sure, why not? Curious.
Bob and Aunt Sonia.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Good, how you doing?
Hanging in there. I just wanted to say that I find it a little bit odd that Ashley even had to think over human over animals, and I love animals. I would be heartbroken if something ever happened to my dog. She's my best medicine in the draw, but my wife and daughter or whoever comes first. And most of the time, if you do any research or thinking, a cat or a dog or most animals will find their own.
Why do you keep your pet in a draw? That's a problem.
It's not what he said, but I don't know what happened to his phone. Bob, we lost you.
Fire.
My dog is the best medicine in the draw.
There was a fire and no one saved it.